Big Blessing, and you are joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast, and I'm really delighted that you came today. I'm so glad you came to listen to my show. I believe that we are all here on the earth for a reason, and your gifts, as they unfold, are unique as you are. And I want to encourage you today to shine super bright. Shine bright. Be that light of you. You were born to shine. You were born to experience life in very full ways. And we can get cut off from our energy life force. We can get cut off so many ways. We can get cut off by someone who just isn't understanding your light. When you're too happy, you're going to repel people that can't handle it. And what if that was okay, right? Like, what if you end up on the other side of that journey, having others to light up with you, to light the path with you, to be on that trail with you? And as you change, I want to encourage you to look for some new people to play with. Look for some new energy to connect with. I was so blessed yesterday. I actually got invited to be part of a women's group, and I haven't done a lot of that in my life. I've been kind of reclusive. I'm a social butterfly who's reclusive, right? Oh my gosh. So it's pretty interesting when I got chosen to have a leadership role in a group. So I want to encourage you to try something today where you shine like the brightest. See, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Yeah, give yourself a pat on the back for being you. So just see if you can't clear some of that dust from your space. See if you can't. You know, feng shui has this practice where you move 27 things in your house, and this is going to shift your energy and allow more light in. Isn't that cool? It's really easy for me because I'm moving. So I think I'm moving way more than 27 things each day, but nothing's in its set place yet, right? So as you go about your day to day, see if you can't shine a little brighter and be a little bigger and stand a little taller, and then give others this knowing sense of like a glimmer of joy in your eyes. Like, see if you, I mean, if you're not feeling joyful, don't fake it. I'm not saying be fake, but if you have this sense of joy, if you can awaken the sense of joy, and I'm guessing if you're listening that you do have a little bit of a excitement about life about you, because this show is all about energy clearing for life force, right? So today, go out and be that bright self of you. See if you can't shine so bright that others get lit up just being in your space. You know, I have three children, and one's growing up so fast, but my youngest, it just bounces off the walls everywhere she goes, and people just kind of enjoy being near her because she's got so much joyful energy. In fact, she bought this shirt. It's so cute. It was called, it said, I'm just a bright ray of sunshine, something like that. And it was a big yellow shirt, and it had this big sun on it. So we're walking out of Walmart, and the guy's like, you're so happy. It's so nice to see someone happy. And she holds up her shirt. She actually says to the Walmart check guy, hey, you should go get this shirt too. He's just looking at her like happiness, and it's just a little bit of it is like just sharing that sunshine with being alive, right? So I just want to encourage you today to grab that sense of sunshine just at being alive, like for no other reason, not because you figured it all out, not because you have the right car, not because you have an ability to buy the perfect shoes or whatever it is that you thought would get you there. Whatever it is you thought would get there is probably a lie, because it's usually a construct that our brain puts into motion to keep us from feeling joy. Isn't that crazy? If I have this, I'll feel joy. If I have that, I'll feel joy. Typically, that's, I don't know what percent, but I'd probably say almost 100% of the time, something like that is it doesn't mean you shouldn't have desires and actualize them, but you can feel joy now. Like, you don't have to wait. You could be joyful that you have that desire. As you step up into that space, then you can actually have way more than you even imagined, because the joyfulness begets more joyfulness, and this begets more havingness. And so it's all a self-fulfilling prophecy, as it were. And it starts with clearing the mud and the muck and the self-hatred and the, oh my gosh, guys, there's centuries of negative self-talk that we get to clear right now, because we're in an era that has so much consciousness, and we can tap into that and create space and let go of old karma of our parents and grandparents and great grandparents. It's really the time now. There's never really been this time where there was so much light available. And, you know, on the flip side, you could argue, oh my gosh, there's so much darkness. Well, true. So here's the deal. You're looking at, someone told me this in sixth grade, and it's still true. If you're looking at an earth and you're standing right next to a huge ocean, you say, gosh, there's so much water here on this planet. And you wouldn't be wrong. And now you're standing up on a mountain and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many mountains on this planet. Hey, you wouldn't be wrong. And if you're standing in the desert, you could be like, oh my gosh, there's so much sand on this planet. It's so flat. Hey, you wouldn't be wrong. So where are you looking? Yeah. Well, that's my show for today. I'm super excited. I'm in a brand new space. It's really, really pretty, and I have a lot of fruit trees near me. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm bouncing off the walls. I hope you have a great day. I look forward to many more of these shows. And hey, if you want to send me ideas for shows, if there's some silly thing that you really think I should address, or a topic that I could help you with, or anything, just send it to energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. And I'll take on some topics. You just hand them over and I'll take them.